Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5. With Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz, here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
It's Over Under 985, the podcast. I'm Joe Murray alongside Dan Lifshatz, and they call us the Bankroll Boys.
What's going on, Joe?
That's what they call us, though.
Yeah.
I don't think we're self-proclaimed Bankroll Boys, but...
Not trying to be.
I will say this, right off the bat. We did very well last week.
Agreed.
I've been keeping track on a tracker just like you have.
I've been on the same tracker.
I have a 37-19-5 against the spread record in the NCAA football and in NFL.
I think I am 19-8-2. I'm not positive about that. I think that's correct.
One loss. So you're 70% and I'm 66%.
But I've also, the volume you played is significantly higher, which makes your percentage, in my opinion, significantly more impressive.
And not the toot horns. NFL lost one game, the Browns, which I know we were both high on last
year. That was the only game I lost, too.
And then in college, I lost a couple of halftime bets. But for the most part, I think I did a tally. I'm 11-3 in halftime bets.
Yeah, you are crushing that. I've tailed almost every single one of your halftime bets, dude. I refuse.
I had Hawaii the other night. I was up till 3:30 in the morning, sweating that thing out.
I told you they weren't going to cover versus.
They won.
They won.
That's
but
what
they
I did. That's why I took them second half.
They did not cover though.
I took the under
in the second half.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I missed those. There you go. I missed those.
So we had a good week. We hit our PP. What did we miss on PPs?
So I lost Florida International. And the Browns. I hit on Coastal Carolina, Ole Miss, UConn, which won, even though I said I bought out, but still for the PP counter one, I also put a minus one on my record for the same thing. Because I bought out. Hit the Chiefs, Jags over, the Jets, Bills under, the Cardinals, and the Pats. Because I'm keeping track on the list. So those were all my PPs last week, and I hit all of them except Florida International and the Brownies.
I had Colorado as a PP. I had Stanford, which lost.
Told you.
But again,
that USC kid is good. Slavis is a good player.
And he's going on the road this week. Just to throw this out there, though, this was before the quarterback was ruled out.
Agreed.
So that was one, and I'm trying to think. I had a couple others. But it was good. So let's move on.
But hold on. I want to say one thing. Told you Coastal Carolina was going to beat Kansas outright.
And
Who
does Kansas play this week?
They play BC,
Boston,
right?
College, yeah. On Friday night.
Yeah, well, they're not going to win, but we'll get into that game.
So we're recording this on a Thursday night. We're going to have a special Thursday night football that we'll post out a little game for tonight. So it's all college and all NFL for the rest of the show here. So toot toot, we're doing good. Ride the train. I will say this though: how many downloads did we get this week?
I think we hit 5 grand.
So for everyone that's listening, we want you to listen to the podcast because the more downloads we get, the more search results we show up in, the more people find out about us, And also, like, maybe we get sponsorships. Maybe we get airtime. Maybe we get to do spots on local radio. But we need it because we're giving away free picks. So don't think we're being dickheads.
5,100 downloads.
Okay. Don't think we're being dickheads, though, if we're like, oh, listen to the podcast. We just – we need it. We're not a service. We don't ask for money. We're part-time radio guys who just want more exposure. And for us to do that, we need downloads.
So, yeah. So listen to the podcast. Rate, subscribe, listen, and review. It's you know, I don't think it's too much to ask. I apologize if you know you're new and you're kind of listening. It's just we're trying to get bigger. You know, we're getting there, and we're doing well. The podcast is doing very well, Joe. Yeah. I mean, and, compared to where it was a year ago.
And listen, a lot of the stuff that we do here is conversation, unless we say PP, which is a podcast play.
In which I'll be playing a bell this week in the podcast so I don't have to go back and edit it, which makes it 400 times easier.
But things do change. I mean, hey, we might like a game and then, oh, the weather changed. Oh, wow. Like the Florida State-Boise game changed.
The UConn game last week, the quarterback was ruled out. Which is interesting because it was already built into the line because him going out of the game moved the line half a point, which is just a reaction line for the public. There was actually no... His absence was built into the spread, which was interesting to me.
Just to throw one in that happened this week. We know that Sam Darnold's going to be out for the Jets.
Yep. Guess you got the Browns money line today, bro. Right when
both
that happened.
Us.
First thing that happened.
I
yep.
texted
oh,
you
that's
the
right.
I saw it.
Yep, that's right. I forgot. You texted me, and I was like, me too.
So that line is now going to be 5 or 6.
Six. The six
all
is
right,
creeping up
go.
To six
so
and a half already.
If you can get the – I like the Browns to win that game. I don't think Trevor Siemian's going to win.
I don't know if they're going to cover.
Okay, but I got them at the money line.
Agreed.
So that's all I care about, and I got it at like 145.
That's exactly what I got.
Whatever. So – that's just to give you an idea. But listen to the podcast, take some notes, and we'll go from there. So we did very well last week. We're doing very well. We're 60 or 70%. We don't want to sound cocky. We don't want to swing our dicks all over the place.
Bad weeks are going to happen. Regression is going to happen. It's going to happen.
Listen, it's how sustainable is 70%? It's not. I'll be realistic. I'm riding a streak right now, especially when it comes to halftime bets. I got one tonight when you listen to the Thursday night football one. But when you watch these games, you can kind of determine what's going to happen here. The one that I missed on was the LSU-Texas. I said -6 on the podcast PP. But when the line came out, it was -7. And
I put it as -6.
And I put it in as, what, I put mine in as a loss, though, on my record.
But I'm just telling you, if on the actual tracker that we use, the Action Net, Action
from
App tracker,
the podcast.
If we put whatever the line is on the podcast, that's the line we'll be using.
So, like, locally here, when the Herald comes out on a Friday, everyone who does leagues or local stuff, they all go by the Friday Herald. So
agreed. Yep.
Spreads do change on Saturday and Sunday. The one I did lose, though, was... I took the under second half in that game. And Texas and LSU were going back and forth.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, man. Heisman Trophy candidate.
That kid looks legit. He looks good. He looks like he can play, man. That kid looks like he might be in the like a legit NFL
so last,
talent.
Last year, he just never played at Ohio State. So when he finally transferred and played last year, there was still a running team. They had Nick Brossett.
Yeah, but they also, I mean, they scored 0 points versus Bama. So it was hard to take him seriously. He looks better.
True.
He looks developed. He looks comfortable.
And they have
the
New
system.
Orleans Saints offensive coordinator.
And he just looks comfortable in the offensive system. It's just a system designed around him.
So there's a lot of stuff. Here we go. NFL this week. We'll tease this real quick. Week one to week two. Everybody will. I think the books are going to crush this week.
I think the books are going to fucking murder people this
like
week.
So.
I'm not kidding. I really think that they're gonna, that bettors are going to get hammered this week.
A lot of locals are playing with the lines too. When it comes to, I don't know, the New England Patriots.
Nah, I sent Joe a nice snapshot of that
and who they play this week. So all that on tap. But we have three Friday night college football games. We'll start. What is it? Week three.
Week three.
Week three, so the fourth week of college football, week three. We'll start there with three games tomorrow night, some juicy ones based off performances from the last couple of weeks, and teams on the road again. Fade or follow.
I have a list of back-to-back road teams this week. Have it. Ready to go.
All right, we'll start there. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. Follow us at OverUnder985. I'm not on there much, Dan. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Do my posts post OverUnder985?
I always retweet them. It's just because.
But does it go there or no?
When you post on the account, it does, but when you post
when
on
I
your
post
Twitter,
myself, it doesn't go on
no,
there?
No, I retweet it over there.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. I'm whatever. I'm on Twitter on my account anyways, right?
I get excited sometimes.
It's okay.
Like when I see a line, I send it out before the podcast.
I'm like, Joe, we got to stop sending the pee-pees out. I'm sorry, man. Like, I just get excited. No, I'm like, but
hey, listen, it worked. I mean, a lot of people said they listened. Yep. And,
no, we crushed
they
it.
They said they like it. Dude, how many people today were like, hey, when's the pod drop?
A lot of people.
All right. No more ass kick kissing. Let's get to the games
here. We got work to do this
week. Coming up next here, it's Over Under 985, the podcast.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at Over Under 985.
Over Under 985, the podcast. Week 3 in college football. I think we have an idea of who the top teams are. And then there's some teams that you still want to know more about.
Still a lot of overreaction, I feel like.
I guess we should just start with one-loss teams, right? Have you eliminated anybody yet? Like, is Oregon eliminated? Because, dude, they kicked ass last week.
I mean, yeah, they did. It was also versus Nevada.
The week before.
Right. The emotional win at home. Then they go on the road to Oregon. They got the shit kicked out of them. I thought that Oregon made a lot of mistakes early in that game and still scored a ton of points. So, no, you can't eliminate them. Okay. Same with Washington, who lost a terrible game to Cal. Should not have lost that game.
No clue how that happened.
I have no idea either.
But the line, again, Cal.
Peterson struggles versus that team.
I don't get that. And then another one-loss team is Texas. Were you impressed at all?
No.
Or were you more disappointed with
I
that?
Was actually super impressed by LSU because I really did not expect LSU to be this juggernaut almost. I mean, again, week one, they went off, I don't know what it was. Like, I don't even know. They faced a triple option. And then last week, on the road to Texas, incredible, man. It's totally incredible.
Yeah, and again, when I look at one-loss teams, I'm wondering who still has a shot.
I think Oregon still has a shot. I think Washington still has a shot because both of them are in the Pac-12. But really, neither of those teams can afford another loss. I think Texas is done, dude, because Texas still has to face Oklahoma. And if they play that way, there's no shot they're winning that
game.
What about
Texas A&M?
They got dominated by Clemson, man. I mean, they scored a late touchdown in the back door and covered that. But in reality, it was 24-3 most of the game. I mean, it wasn't a close game. It wasn't at all. I felt that Dabo let them cover because, you know, he's boys with them. But, like, I did not feel good about that game whatsoever. I don't think Texas A&M look good. I think they're not winning it.
Mon's a good quarterback, but I'm not impressed by him.
I'm not impressed by him.
You know
what?
I was more impressed by him in his performance against Clemson last year.
Agreed.
This year he sucked.
Three points. You got a touchdown with what, like 10 seconds left?
Another. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
When you get a star like Jameis Winston, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, in college football, not the NFL.
Yeah,
I mean,
you never know. Thursday Night Football, we'll find out. All right, so the top 25 one-loss teams. We still think that Texas could we'll see.
You there. I think Texas is done.
All right. Who's on the road this week?
So this week, back-to-back road games. We only have one Power 5, Joe.
Yeah.
So that's Stanford, which means that if you're looking for a parlay spot for a team, UCF and a parlay is a good parlay team. Again, you know me. I will tell you every single week, parlays are a waste of your time. They're a waste of your money. If you're playing one a week, you know, for fun a little bit, that's okay. But, like, really, if you're trying to make money off parlays, you're not going to do it. It's not happening. It's not feasible. Long term, you're going to lose. So, again, if you're looking for a parlay spot for a money line this week, I do think that that is one of your best spots. The other one, Joe, that stands out to me, Eastern Michigan. Third road game in a row.
And they didn't cover
last week.
You liked them.
They got backdoored. They got backdoored by a favorite who shouldn't have been. They scored with like 3 minutes left. I was like, really? You couldn't just run the ball out? But yeah, they got backdoored and didn't cover. I missed it last week. That was their second back-to-back. You know, we forgot to talk about on the podcast, Joe. Syracuse was on their second back-to-back.
I loved they Maryland.
We both did. And they got, I bet on Maryland, I put the money line. Syracuse got murdered.
Do you know that the sharps were all, for some reason, were on? I saw a lot of people like on Syracuse. People that like, I think DeVito sucks.
All the sharp dudes I know were on Maryland. Again, this angle is a real angle. Power five, second game on the road, back to back. Teams lose.
Is there anybody else this week?
It's just Stanford Power Five. Okay. Other teams are on the road back to back. Army, Northern Illinois.
Army off an emotional loss.
Army off a bad loss.
And overtime.
Yep. Which, again, there's going to be an overreaction to them this week.
Watch out for
that. Northern Illinois, back-to-back.
Okay, but they look decent, though.
They look decent, but, again, back-to-back road. Buffalo covered the first half. I think that was actually one of my almost PPs on the podcast. Covered the first half. We're winning 10-3. Didn't cover 29.5 points. Unbelievable. They got murdered in the second half. Stanford, as we talked about. Ohio. Big game for the Mac.
Yeah, and they lost to Pitt. I took Pitt second half, and somehow Ohio scored.
I liked Ohio second half, or I liked Ohio to cover that spread.
Yeah, but early on, Pitt blew those.
Yeah, out. No, it wasn't close. Southern Miss, who did not look great last week, a back to back this week too. San Diego State, back to back. UL Monroe. Western Kentucky, who was my one loss in the PPs last week, they beat FIU outright. My over there does not look great. North Texas, Eastern Michigan, as we talked about, and Arkansas State. Those are teams I would avoid this week. Okay. And I would think about fading Army.
We'll get into all those games. We'll start with Friday night. North Carolina, Wake Forest. We got Mac Brown back in business.
Yep.
They look good. They've won two emotional games. Wake Forest off a dominant performance, which we called on the we had.
Yep.
Minus 19.
We both bet Wake Friday night.
Wake has a really good running game.
I think their offense is just awesome.
Yeah. Their defense is, I mean, they'll probably have its fits with North Carolina in an ACC matchup, but Friday night, Wake at home off a road win against a team that's won two emotional games.
And by the way, how good are those teams? Because South Carolina lost a quarterback versus UNC.
True.
And Miami is now 0-2. Not great. I mean, neither of those wins are that impressive right now. I don't know how you guys feel about Miami, but personally, I don't like them because I don't think Florida is that good. And they lost to Florida. And now they lost to UNC. Not great on Miami. I don't love... Now North Carolina on the road versus Wake. I'll tell you, Joe, I like Wake this week. I'll take the three.
Okay, so right off the bat, Jamie Newman is the better quarterback in this matchup. Howell for UNC, I forget his first name. He's been, freshman of the week, true red shirt. No, he's a true freshman, my fault. But he's been okay. Had the game-winning drive last week.
Is it Sam Howell?
I
believe it, yes. Sam Howell.
Okay, yep. Yeah, because I watched last week and I was actually impressed. Wake Forest has had 500 plus yards of total offense in back-to-back games.
They played Rice last week, to be fair, but still, better Rice team.
They got a player, Scotty Washington, who's like caught a couple of deep passes last week. One thing I will say is North Carolina had a bad injury. Their corner. It happened during the game, and then their big center got hurt late in the game there. So that's why it was an emotional win for North Carolina because they lost their best lineman.
Agreed.
And one of their best corners. So now you're gonna go on a short week against a team that threw for had 500 yards of offense.
And they are rolling offensively. They scored 45 versus Utah State, and then how many versus Rice last week? Offensively, they're rolling. I don't know why you would want to be on the other side of that.
They haven't played in a while, these two teams. North Carolina can run the football as well. Just off the bat, I think this is going to be in the 60s as far as points go. What's the total?
66.
Under.
Two offenses that are going well. I don't know. I don't love the total. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like a side, I like the small number in Wake Forest.
Me too. I mean, it's I think North Carolina is getting a lot of love for their 2-0 start.
They're good, but your point is valid. Look at the two teams they beat. Now, should we say that about Wake Forest too, though?
I mean, I don't know, man.
The hell is going on?
I have no idea. They're like smoking up the entire.
They're laughing, so I think everything's okay.
Yeah, no, it's
we're
fine.
We're at the Town Fair Tire Studios in a separate room.
And Maz is smoking up the studio doing something. Anyways.
It distracted me. Oh, okay, yeah, he's doing something.
Yeah, so the total in UNC Wake opened at 62.5. It's been bet up to 66. Sharps like the over, Joe. 66 is a little too high for me at this point. Just give me Wake in the three. I don't know why I would want to be on UNC this week. Neither of their wins have been that impressive. Wake beat a very good Utah State team and just beat a Rice team that was on the road. To me, this is easy. I'm going Wake.
Okay. We got Boston College, Kansas. Easy. Boston College. What's the line?
21.5.
You know 21. It's going to be 31-17, right? Or 37-17. It's going to be right around there.
I think Kansas is going to cover this.
All I'm saying is, like, what's the total again? 51?
Total is 51, down the 51, yep.
If anything, I lean over.
I lean under immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually think this is... Because here's the thing. I don't think Kansas is going to score much. And I don't know... Boston College, this is not a big game for them. You know, this is a short week.
True. Who do they play next? I'll look that up.
I'll take a look, too. But, I mean, this is not, like, this is not a huge matchup for them. You know, this is not... You know, massive. They face Rutgers. So, again, two pretty easy opponents in a row. I don't think they're going to cover. I'm not going to bet it. My favorite play in that one by far is the under.
Okay. I kind of like BC, but...
I do too, but I don't think...
I can't do it. Les Miles is something to prove. It's going to be a Friday night game on television.
We learned last week that not every fave is going to cover. Like, yeah. Wake covered and Boise State didn't. It's going to be like, we have to remember that. So if you think that, I think Wake's going to cover as a favorite. I don't think that BC and Washington State are. So you got to like pick your poison there.
There's this player on BC that stood out, Zay Flowers. I knew nothing about him, but like he looks pretty good. I don't know where they got him from, but I've watched the BC, like that Virginia Tech game.
I watched them week one. Yeah, I didn't watch them last week.
He looks like a player. So I don't know. Maybe they go off a little bit on television. We're just discussing the games and the sides that we
No picks. No PPs. Yeah.
All right. Locked up. This one's interesting to me for Friday night.
For me too.
Washington State without the stash. Who's now the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And played very well.
Very well. Goes to Houston, who covered against Oklahoma opening week.
Opened at 6.5. It's at 9.5 now. Washington State obviously favored.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like Houston. This is Houston to me or nothing. But tell me why, though. Like, the total 73... Which I understand. Two offenses. Houston at home, though, man. I've watched them play well at home. But I liked Washington State. I like what Minshew did last week. I like Leach. I like that program. I like what they've been doing. This is going to be a game that they're going to be tested. And there's two good quarterbacks in this matchup. Well, at least I know one of them's good, and Derek King.
Derek King is really good. I mean...
Gordon is the quarterback. He's got 9 touchdowns this year.
He's looked good for Washington State, too. To me, this is going to be a 9 or 10-point game. It really kind of... Right now, the spread's sitting at 9.5. I have no play in this game whatsoever, Joe.
They haven't played since 1988.
I haven't looked into this game at all. So this is one of the games I've kind of ignored because I just didn't have a good feel on it. I'll probably take a look at it late, you know, tomorrow. Maybe there's something I like. Maybe something jumps out to me. You know, maybe when I run it through, you know, my little equations there.
Washington State started 3-0 the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think Washington State will win this game, but I don't feel confident saying that. Houston's a good team, man. I mean, they are. They have a lot of good players. They're still very underrated because they're not a Power 5 team. I absolutely refuse to give you anything right now. I don't feel great about the game. I don't have anything for you.
I'll probably have one when the game comes up. Initially, I'm leaning over.
Yeah, I mean that should be the initial
lean,
but it's there. That's a lot of points.
If I can get that at 10 or 10, yeah.
10, at 10, 10 and a half, I think I would lean Houston as well without looking too much into it.
Okay. All right. There's your Friday night slate. One team that you mentioned, Arkansas State, you mentioned that's what, back-to-back weeks for them?
Yep.
Do you know where they go this week?
Georgia.
Good luck.
They're going to Georgia. Here's the thing. I bet you everyone and their mother is betting Georgia,
what?
Though.
Georgia, I believe, plays
they're
next
minus,
week. They
minus 33.
Notre Dame. Is it Notre Dame? Notre Dame next weekend.
Oh, man. Look ahead spot. You know what that means. Don't touch Arkansas State on a back-to-back. They're not going to win or play well. Georgia on a look ahead spot. Stay away from the game. Just don't bet it. Ignore the game.
I agree.
This
is betting. This what we're doing right now, this is betting.
Agreed.
Okay. Tennessee, Chattanooga. I hate Tennessee. They are on the list. I didn't bet them, but they're on the list. They suck. They shouldn't be 28-point favorites to anybody.
Dude, there's no way.
I liked BYU last week. I didn't play.
We both did. Yeah, we both liked BYU.
BYU,
I hit the over. Remember?
They
did a double
win.
Overtime over.
That's right.
Yeah. So that was a crazy game. Yeah. There's not a prayer in hell I'm laying points with Tennessee or I'm not touching that one.
Okay. Off the bat. Okay. Let's. I think West Virginia is bad. I think they suck, but you don't like NC State.
I don't think NC State's good. I actually think West Virginia is going to cover this week. I thought about making this one a PP. I think West Virginia had a really bad week last week. Like, they got dominated. But let's also not forget, Missouri got fucking murdered by Wyoming.
Missouri played well.
And they needed, that was like an anger, just
Brian looked good.
Take out your anger win. He did. So to me, this is a good spot for West Virginia. I think NC State 2-0, getting a lot of love. Again, I don't think they're that good of a team. I think West Virginia is going to cover at 7. I do. I like that. And I think they might win outright. I'm not going to make it a PP, but boy, was it close. It was on my list.
Another thing I'm looking at here, the quarterback for NC State, a true freshman on the road.
Also true. And by the way, I'll tell the listeners this. I have already bet West Virginia. So I've already locked that in. I got it at 7.5 minus 120, and I couldn't refuse the value there. So I have already locked that in.
I'm out on that one.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all for that.
Okay. Penn State hosts Pitt. Pitt won last week against Ohio, covered.
Pitt, by the way, Penn State, 17.5 point favorites.
You know, I mean, you know me and Pitt, right?
I was shocked that you have gone a day. You bet two Pitt games in 2 weeks.
Well, Virginia Tech's good. They're in the top 25. Oh, not Virginia Tech. Virginia, they're good now.
They are good. I agree.
So talk me out of Pittsburgh. Just talk me out of it.
I think the only thing that can be talked out of is if Penn State plays up to the potential that they did in the second half of last week, which they were amazing. Straight up, they were down 7 and they covered a 30-point spread. I think they covered a 33-point spread and they were down 7 to start the half. Yep. They're explosive. So that is my worry. I like Pitt here on the road. I don't think this is a super, super tough game for them. They always play Pitt tough. I know that. I think that last year Penn State actually blew them out. But Penn State has Maryland next week at Maryland. To me, and then they have Purdue and Iowa. So this is kind of the start of that tough stretch. Penn State blew out Idaho and then blew out Buffalo, beat them by 32, not 33, 32. I'll tell you this, I like Pitt. So, I'm not going to play it, but I like Pitt.
Penn State destroyed Pitt last year.
By the way, total is 53.5. I think that's an underplay.
Penn State won 51-6 last year.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But I think it was the year. Was it the year before or 2 years ago? Pitt beat Penn State and ruined their year.
Yeah, so I
was that Penn, like the McSorley year when. Yeah, that I think that was 16. I think that was. If I had a lean, I'd go on the underdog in this one. I'm not. I don't like the game.
I actually don't either, to be honest with you.
I don't like the game. Just going through the card here. Cincinnati off a shutout loss to Miami, Ohio.
Laying 17.5. I think I think this is a similar spot that we're talking about as Missouri.
I like Miami, Ohio in this one.
Oh, see, I disagree. I like Cincinnati. This reminds me of the Missouri spot, the Missouri-West Virginia spot from last week. I think Cincinnati, after getting shut out, is going to blow the shit out of Miami, Ohio. I would lean Cincinnati there.
Okay, Virginia Tech, Furman, who cares? Eastern Michigan, Illinois. Dan, you had a very... Vobacious.
I was right. I covered on that. I bought out like a dumbass because of the backup quarterback, but I covered.
What was the quote again from last week about Illinois?
Illinois fucking blows. And you know what? I don't disagree. However, Eastern Michigan on their third road game.
If you back get to back touchdown, to back, I might look into that.
Dude, I can't. I can't. In the third road game, back to back to back. I actually think that.
No, I'm saying Illinois. It's out.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't back Illinois either. This is, again, another one of these games, I think, that both angles, because Illinois blows, and Eastern Michigan probably would beat them outright if it wasn't on a back-to-back-to-back road. I think it's tough start for Eastern Michigan there. I would stay away. I think Eastern Michigan, somehow, some way, I still pick Eastern Michigan to cover and win that game, but definitely not touching.
All right, I'm going against you on this one, and I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Give me Lovie Smith in Illinois. -7 PP.
Okay, play the little bell there. I'll turn it on for you so you can hear it again. But
this is a pure fade of Eastern Michigan. Three road games in a row. Lovie Smith, he knows it.
Okay, again, for all the listeners. Oh, you still can't hear it. Whatever reason. All right, yeah, whatever, it's fine.
I got a bell.
Yeah, you got two bells there. So yeah, so you're taking Illinois in the 7?
Only because you hate them. That's the only reason why. Oh,
it's because you just gotta hate them. Fuck you.
Yeah. What else am I gonna do? That's on Sunday at noon. What on Saturday Jesus at noon?
All right.
I mean, there's a bunch of other games, but I gotta watch that one. All right, I got one for you here.
All right, well,
Maryland, who has looked great. Let's face it. They've looked great. They kicked ass last week. They're ranked now. They go to Temple. Off the bat, Temple's a 7-point home dog. Out on that one. The line screams to me. Temple in this. I see like a 24-21, 31-27 game. I think Temple's going to cover.
Let me tell you this. I have a PP on this game. Maryland has had two great weeks. They beat Howard 79-0. Last week, they crushed Syracuse on a back-to-back road. Now they are going on the road to a tough place to play. Temple is a tough place to play, no doubt about it. In-state, rival, or not in-state, but
yeah,
rivalry. It's a rivalry game. They're close to in-state, whatever you want to call it. Close to in-state, Temple +7.5 PP.
Boom. I'm with you.
Yep. This is the most overvalued team in college football right now. I'm fading that. Fading it hard. My numbers
you know
really
last
like
year, right? Temple.
Temple did. Yeah, they're
Temple has this kid Russo. He's back. He was really good for them last year.
And Justin
Jackson's not a great quarterback, but he's good.
Agreed. And Justin Jackson's been fantastic for Maryland, but you know what? Every dog has his day. Give me Temple.
I just would rather have a home dog.
Great.
At noon?
Home dog at noon versus a team that has like just is so inflated right now. I mean, really.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Maryland's been good, but this is a fade spot.
Maryland should be like a -2 or -3 fave. In reality, they should not be laying 7 or 7.5. I'm taking the 7.5. You can find 7.5 at a multiple book, so I don't want to hear anything about it.
Speaking of that, first-year quarterback on the road, Ohio State goes to Indiana.
Indiana always plays Ohio State. Always.
Last year, Indiana 49-26 was the score, and I believe Indiana covered.
To me, this is a conference game. First Big Ten game. I think Ohio State's going to struggle a little bit. I think they're going to win. I'm not calling for an outright upset, but I think Indiana's going to give them a little trouble. 18? It opened at 11.5. It's up to 18? Meaning that, you know, everyone and their mother is on Ohio State, the Sharps, the Pub, whatever. 18's a lot. That passes a key number for me. Give me Indiana. I would definitely lean Indiana
2-0. Yep. 2-0.
They look pretty good, too. It's not like they're fake 2-0. So, I got another PP at 12. I don't know if we're if you've
touched on Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, Kansas State. So Kansas State's look really good, and they blew out Bowling Green last week. I think they won like, I don't know, like 52 or nothing, whatever. I should have taken Kansas State last week, by the way, because fade Bowling Green because Bowling Green because they suck ass too, just like Illinois. However, they're also inflated because they just beat Bowling Green, and the team they beat that was, Nichols, I think. It was a good FCS school, but still, they're an FCS school for a reason. Mississippi State just, you know, has had some troubles, but they, you know, they, I think they covered for Southern Miss last week. I'm pretty sure they did. And then, you know, they won the week before. They didn't cover, but they won. I'm actually going to back them in the spot. I don't, this is my least favorite PP, but I'm taking Miss State minus the 7 PP. I think that this is the, I think this is my least favorite one, but this is a PP for me. It made the cut.
Okay. Mississippi State just got in the top 25. This kid Stevens, that's that quarterback for them. Who was the kid last year that everyone loved? Whatever. Everyone's now riding high on this kid. Kansas State without Snyder, I'm interested. Like, they're an interesting team.
Road to, this is like their first legit team.
Yeah, like that coach goes on the road for the first time.
They played Nichols and Bowling Green so far. Again, overrated 2-0. I actually thought Kansas State would be worse than they are so far this year. I know everyone's going to want to take Kansas State in the points. I feel like that's going to be a very popular dog because it's Kansas State. They're a 7-point dog. I think that Mississippi State is the right side. I think they're a better team. Kansas State's being overvalued right now because of their opponents so far.
Nick Fitzgerald was the quarterback last year.
Yeah, Nick Fitzy.
They won 31-10. Last year.
Mississippi State?
Yeah.
That's pretty much how I feel about this game. I don't think it's going to be a 3-score game, but I would not be surprised if you saw, like, you know, 31-14, something like that. I would not be surprised by that.
All right. There's a game I want to get to that I got a PP on already.
Hit me.
But just quickly, can Georgia Tech cover 38 points against the Citadel?
No. I mean, they might. Georgia Tech looked better than I thought last week, although USF covered. By the way, I actually don't think I put that one in there. USF was one of my PPs, and they actually covered too.
They did.
I don't know if I – oh, you know what? They are in there. I missed them. Yeah, USF plus 7. I got it last week.
I think we both like that because they look so bad.
I forgot to put that in there too. It was my PPs.
Yeah, yep. I agree with that. Citadel, give me the 38.
I agree with that. I think – I wouldn't want to lay 38 points
PPing
to Georgia Tech.
It, but give me the 38.
Yeah, I would take 38
all
points
right,
for Citadel. Although they are 0-2.
Talk me out of this.
Oh, boy.
Colorado PP again. Back-to-back PPs off a win against Nebraska, and they take on Air Force.
I actually looked into this one, Joe. I don't really have a great feel about this game, but if I was going to lean aside, it would be Colorado. The only thing that does scare me is that hook. 3.5. Little scary. I'm assuming you're going to buy it to throw. You're going to lock it up.
Well, okay. I'll buy it to 3. Yeah.
There you go. Let's play 3 bells. Let's play 3 bells.
I'm going to lock it up at 4, 3.5, 3.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm locking them all up.
Okay, gotcha. I think Colorado's a very good team. I think they're very vast and improved. The only thing I worry about Colorado is 2 emotional wins in a row. They beat, you know, beating Colorado State, always an emotional win. And then that last week was very emotional. Sometimes just a lot for, especially these kids, the process. That's kind of the only way I look at it.
The only thing that scares me about this game is Colorado gives up a ton of rushing yards.
But their thing is their second half adjustments have been so good.
Money.
The past 2 weeks.
I hit a nice little double.
I would almost say just don't play the Colorado first half. Just take the second half.
So last week I had Colorado plus 4. Money line, and then hit them second half.
And yeah, you did.
And I'm riding them again.
Did you have the over?
Is good. No.
You didn't.
I wish I did, though.
Someone had the over. Someone had
Montez
the over.
Is good. That's the only concern I have is that Air Force going to – can they stop the run? I don't think Air Force can pass. PP, motherfucker. PP.
Cares. Yeah, no.
Give me Colorado.
Yep, there you go.
Then we got a bunch of shit games I don't care about. Coastal Carolina, Norfolk State.
Not touching that one.
Do you like Florida Atlantic Ball State?
I actually kind of looked into this game a little bit to see if there's anything.
Florida Atlantic a value here?
I think Ball State might win.
Oh, no.
I think Ball State might win this game. I think Florida Atlantic starting off
3-0. Here's one.
are 0-3.
Notre Dame plays Georgia next week, and they have New Mexico.
Yeah, but they're laying 35.
37, right? Oh, no, open 30, to 37.
They open at 37, down to 35. It's definitely sharp action early. It's not public action on New Mexico. It's sharp action. I think Notre Dame doesn't cover, but it's going to be damn close. I don't want anything to do with that one. I do think it's going to go over. If you're looking for something in that game, I think New Mexico is going to score a little bit. I don't think Notre Dame's defense is as good as everyone makes it. I think Notre Dame is going to light them up for some points, but I think that game's going over.
Some action, Akron versus Central Michigan. Central Michigan opened at 6. It's now 1.
Yeah. So
what happened?
So they lost Jonathan Ward, their running back. So he is gone for a while. And
under.
I think they're there.
I remember betting this game last year. I had Akron. They won 17-10. I remember this. I didn't even look it up yet.
Dude, offensively, Akron sucks, though. We saw them week 1 versus Illinois. I don't want to touch this one. I would probably still back Central Michigan in this spot.
Okay. And it's the -1 at home.
I'm not touching it either.
Northwestern, wow. 17 in that. They're off that loss to Stanford.
I'll tell you this. I played UNLV already at 19. Not a PP, but I think I couldn't not take the value at 19.
34,
13, 31, 13. To me, UNLV is going to cover that. But here's the thing. It got hit sharp today. So I got it at 19.5. It's already down to 17.5.
All right, why not Oklahoma State at 14 against Tulsa? Like, I want to PP that, but I don't know.
Dude, it's a weird line. I could not give you a real good reason why Oklahoma State doesn't cover versus Tulsa. I bet
Tulsa
last week.
Quarterback is the kid from Baylor.
Yeah, and he's good, dude.
Zach Smith.
I had him last week. I mean, I bet them last week. I had Tulsa -6.5. I can't remember who it was. Against a terrible, shitty team. They covered, but there were times where it was like, wow, Tulsa, are you really going to try and fuck this up for me? They were a big bet for me. To me, Joe, I can't get a read on this line.
Oklahoma State won 59-24.
Yeah, but everyone and their mother is going to be on Oklahoma State. It's going to be at 14. Everyone and their mother. For whatever reason, it feels like this is going to be Oklahoma State is not going to cover. I don't know.
I'd go Oklahoma State or nothing.
I would go Tulsa or nothing, honestly. Ooh. I can't. No, I can't touch it.
All right. South Carolina, 25.5 at home. Alabama, is this their first road game? They haven't played in a while.
Bama?
South Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Bama didn't cover last week.
Don't ask me why. Oh, yeah, Alabama road opener. They're 11-1 in SEC road openers.
They're going to win. Is that against the spread?
I was just looking for that.
Okay, yeah, no, that's just outright. They're going to beat South Carolina.
Jake Bentley's out for South Carolina.
I think they're going to, yeah, he's gone for a while, dude. I think Alabama's going to cover 25.5. And that is as square as the day is long.
I'm out on that one.
So square.
I'm not taking them in their first road game. No. But that would be a Saban thing.
Yep.
You know, go on the road, beat them by 30, or you don't come home.
Because he's all, he gets freaking pissed if his team does not beat the shit out of these bad teams early on.
Army at Texas San Antonio.
UTSA sucks, but... God, I have to take the 17.5 with UTSA. Like, you have to do it. You have to, because, like, Army is just probably should not be laying 18 on the road. I'm not playing it, but I would lean UTSA if I had to.
All right, let's get a couple of these out of the way.
Okay.
Memphis, Southern Alabama, I don't care. Actually, Southern Alabama's been decent.
They played Nebraska well. I don't know what they did last week.
Memphis, I like. Actually,
I actually think they're going to cover that, too.
Okay. Georgia Southern, Minnesota, don't care. Navy, East Carolina, I don't care.
But Navy, East Carolina, I think that's a good game, Joe. I like East Carolina more than you do. Whatever. I like Navy. I think East Carolina's going to cover that one.
Okay. And then I got a PP. Get it ready. Get it ready, baby.
I'm ready.
Damn it. This line really went up. UCF was +2.5 at home. against Stanford. It is now -9 Central Florida.
Makes sense. That's really what it should be.
Give it to me.
Okay.
So again, if you're following a trend here, took Colorado last week, PP again. Central Florida, they get Wimbush back.
Yep.
And then they get the kid from last year. Not Milton, Mac, right?
Yep, is that his name? Yep, he's back too.
So they're going to roll three quarterbacks tomorrow, or Saturday. They're going to roll three quarterbacks against this team. And how's Stanford? How's their quarterback? Is he back? He's back.
Not to mention Stanford back-to-back road.
Stanford back. Can't score. They can't score. If they get down 21-7, it's over.
Dario Mack, that's who it is. Dario Mack.
Yeah, he's actually not bad. He played against LSU last year in the bowl
game. Listen, I think UCF is going to win the game. Again, I told you earlier on in the podcast, if you're looking for a parlay piece, which I do not advise, I advise strongly against it. UCF is the piece that I would use.
42-24.
I don't think this. You think there's going to be. You think Stanford's going to put up 24?
Just because they feel bad for them.
Okay. Well, then you like the over. You like the over.
Yeah, I like you. PP, Central Florida, and I'm riding that bitch until it stops. Moving on. BYU at home against USC now. Your boy. First road game. Give me BYU at Provo. Sorry.
PP?
Nope. Just in this scenario. Now, I already got a 3:30 game, so this one's. But look, USC looked good. They look good.
So you must be expecting BYU to score, because if BYU is going to cover this game,
if they're going to score, it's going to happen at home.
They have to bowl.
And we already saw their schedule.
How'd that work last week? They had freaking 13 points at the end of regulation.
Tennessee sucks.
There was 13-13.
Just give me a reason why this kid from USC who did look good can go on a road in his first game at Provo.
I lean BYU too, but man, you will not find me betting that one. I mean, not
yet. Yeah, this stay away.
That's a stay away game.
Stay away.
No way.
Don't do it. I like BYU though. Oh, the good old Iowa State game, which is always great. Like at 4 o'clock when you get your 3:30 bets in, and you're like, all right, what else we got for the day? This is it. Iowa State at home is hard to go against.
Dude, College Game Day is going to Ames. That's the rumor on the street, is that College Game Day is going to Ames. First time ever. That place, I don't know if you guys have ever heard about Iowa State and the shit that happens there. That place is fucking crazy. Like, that school
I have
is
friends who've gone there.
Nuts. Yeah. The stories I've heard out of that place, crazy. That place is going to be bumping. I know Iowa State off a bye, which...
Yeah, they went into triple overtime with Northern Iowa.
Yeah, I again, agreed, but they were probably already prepping for Iowa. I think they've been prepping for Iowa for a while. I lean Iowa State plus the 2, but I am not touching that one.
So
I don't care how many plays you put on that. I won't play it. I'm going to be watching that game. I don't. You can bet it to Kingdom Come, Joe.
Don't ask me
to put money on it.
I love this angle. How long has that kid Stanley been at Iowa?
Like 5 years. Okay. Now, right?
I remember last year that I took Iowa State. They won 13-3, and it was the ugliest game in the world.
It's disgusting.
It was the worst game ever. But now Stanley goes on the road with a chance to rebound. You mentioned the Iowa State bye week, though. 27-20.
I don't know how
this
game's
going to end 27-24.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing that they have a bye so early in the year?
I don't know. This thing's going to end 27-24.
I actually think it goes over, too. I think these skins are going to actually
I think they're
going to
score. I did, too. Yeah. Oh, if you had to put a gun to my head.
You're clearly leading Iowa.
I am.
Yeah, so I
was been impressive in the first two games.
Can we just say, though, there's absolutely no reason about the game unless you really want to be a junkie and watch it?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it without any action, to be honest with you.
All right, we got a couple more games. I have to meet with Maz for a second, though.
You have to meet with Maz? Okay, well, can I talk quickly about it?
You talk. I'll go meet him.
Okay, fine. You go meet him.
And just to set it up, Mississippi versus Southeastern Louisiana?
No, not what I want to talk about.
How about... Your boy, Michigan State's been good against Arizona State.
Here
we
go.
No one's talking about that game.
I have a PP on two PPs on this game. You ready for this?
Let's do it.
You want to leave or you want to stay?
I'll wait.
Michigan State isn't that good, dude. They're just not that good, and offensively,
so wait,
they're challenged.
You think Arizona State goes from Arizona to Michigan State, which I know is a hard place to play.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not super tough.
Their quarterback's going to go on the road for the first time.
And you want to lay 14.5 points with Michigan State? The offensively challenged
Mark D'Antonio Michigan with a win becomes the Spartans' all-time history coach.
I'm not telling you they're going to win. I'm just telling you that Michigan State is not going to cover Arizona State plus 14.5 PP. Okay? That is going to happen. Arizona State is going to cover that spread. Joe's walked out of the room for a minute here, so it's just me. Arizona State is going to cover that. Now, you guys all know how I felt about Arizona State if you listened to the podcast last year. I hated them. I went under on 4.5 wins. It was our only total loss the entire year. We won every other total last year except for Arizona State. You know, people, a bigger man can admit when he's wrong. Arizona State looks good this year. They look like they can play again. They're a totally different team. I like what they're doing. They're not self-reliant on N'Keal Harry. I think Arizona State at 15, not 14, now 15 is going to be my play here. Arizona State PP at 15. And I got another one for you in this game. Arizona State, Michigan State, under 43. Under 43 PP. Two plays in this game, Arizona State with the 15 and the under. I'm absolutely shocked that people love Michigan State so much. Why? Because they're ranked? Guys, the preseason rankings don't really mean that much. They just don't. And I am very, very surprised about how many people are backing Michigan State. I actually don't know anyone who likes Arizona State this week. So to me, that is a damn surprise. Straight up a surprise. Joe is in there getting chatted up by everyone still. So I guess I'll move on for him while he's gone. Colorado State, Arkansas. Last week, I gave you Ole Miss versus Arkansas. Ole Miss covered pretty easily. Probably should have covered by even more. I think it was 13 or 14 they covered by. Probably should have covered by even more. Arkansas just is not a good SEC team. They barely beat an FCS team, Portland State, in game one. They think they beat them by like a touchdown or something. It was like 10-3. They're not a good team. Benching their quarterback this week, so that should change a few things there. Laying 9.5 at home to Colorado State. Everyone's going to lay Colorado State this week, I feel like. But I can't possibly want to lay points with Arkansas. Cannot possibly want to do that. That is, it's bad. So instead, you should skip this game. I do think there's going to be a tad bit of scoring. I think the scoring is going to come in this game. I think Arkansas is going to change their offense, change their approach a little bit. I think with that comes Colorado State. You know, I think they're going to have to keep up. You know, they are going to score some points. You know, whatever. It is what it is. I definitely do not want to lay points with Arkansas, though. We'll move on because I still don't know where Joe is. He's getting chatted up there by all the bosses out there, so I'm just kind of sticking in the air. Louisville, Western Kentucky. Louisville laying 10.5 at home versus Western Kentucky. Let me tell you, Western Kentucky won versus FIU last year. Somehow, some way, Western Kentucky, who lost to Central Arkansas, beat Florida International. I know Florida International lost their quarterback during the game, but that's fucking embarrassing, dude. Like, straight up, that is an embarrassment. So I don't understand why the hell that happened, but I'm going to tell you this. I won't be backing Western Kentucky, and I think everyone's going to be on, and everyone and their mother's going to be on Louisville, who we backed. I won't be on that game either. I think you're probably looking at like an under game there, maybe. I really don't know. I don't want to bet it. I think it's not a good idea either way. Miami and Bethune-Cookman. Again, I probably wouldn't cover this game, except it's Miami. Miami is laying 41 to Bethune-Cookman. Again, Miami's at home. I get it. But 41 points. Man, that's a lot of freaking points. I won't be touching that one for, you know, the people who ask me. No reason to bet on Miami there. They're going to get the majority of the bet. They're going to get the majority of the money, if not all of it. I don't know a lot about Bethune-Cookman. Not enough to give you a side, but I certainly don't want to lay 40 points, 40 or 41 points with Miami. Not what I'm trying to do. I know Utah is in a similar situation at home this week versus Idaho State. Now, I don't have a line on that one, I don't think. Let's see if we can find it somewhere. But nonetheless, Utah has looked really good. Really, really good the past few games. Like, really, really good. And they're laying 36.5 at home to Idaho State. I think Utah might cover that, but I wouldn't play it if I were you guys. I mean, really, Utah is tough. Utah is tough to get a read on week to week because you really, really do not know what you're going to get out of them. I mean, they weren't great versus Northern Illinois. They really weren't that great versus BYU. BYU doesn't throw two pick sixes. Do we really, you know, think that they cover versus BYU? I don't. I think the BYU quarterback starting a freshman who looked pretty good, still, you know, probably doesn't win that game. Northern Texas, Cal at 4:15. Cal coming off a huge freaking win. Just a massive win. Over Washington. Massive win. I mean, I was honestly shocked that they won that game. Like, really, honestly shocked that they won that game. Now, this is a big look ahead game for Cal because they have to travel to Ole Miss next week. Week afterwards, home versus Arizona State, and then at Oregon. So this is like their kind of like break. This is their break tonight. You know what I mean? Like, I think that this is going to be like one of the nights where they don't feel like kind of crazy. And I don't think that they're going to feel like they have to light up the scoreboard. North Texas didn't do well versus SMU last week, but their offense showed a lot of poise. And I know that, you know, backing North Texas here seems scary. They're not a PP for me. They're not. But if you're asking me what I want to take in that game, North Texas. I think this is, first off, this is going to be a walkover game for Cal. They're just trying to get through this one healthy. I think they're going to win, but this is kind of this reminds me pretty much of the same Cal-Washington spread last week. Big game for Cal. To me, this week is the opposite. This is their prep week for the next 3 weeks because they have tough teams back to back to back, including two travel games. So they get North Texas at home. I think North Texas is going to cover. I think North Texas is going to give them a tough time. I think Cal maybe wins by, like, I don't know, 3-7. They're not going to cover the 14, though. I feel pretty good about saying that. Joe's still not here. He's still getting chatted up in the hallway. So I'll move on and we'll just kind of move on. La Tech Bowling Green. He doesn't want to talk about this game anyway. So La Tech Bowling Green. First off, Bowling Green is going to lose this game. Everyone and their mother is going to be on La Tech, though. I don't really want to give this out as a PP, and I'm not going to. But if there was ever a time to be square, it's La Tech on the road versus Bowling Green. 11.5. I mean, Bowling Green sucks, dude. Like, they suck. And so there's no way in hell I'm betting on Bowling Green this year. No shot. And so La Tech to me is the side. If I have to bet it, it would definitely be La Tech. I think that, you know, there's a chance maybe that La Tech has a letdown game here. You know, maybe they don't play well for whatever reason, but La Tech's going to win the game. You know, is it by 10? Maybe, you know, maybe they push that 10. Maybe it's by 9. Maybe this game gets close, but I still think they're going to win. You know, it is, you know, it's pretty close there. Getting in the 6 o'clock hour, Liberty Buffalo. Buffalo laying 6 on the road to Liberty. Buffalo on a back-to-back road. You know what that means? I'm not touching Buffalo this week. I'm going Liberty. Liberty is 0-2. Hugh Freeze, we don't really know what his coaching situation is going to be. Obviously, Liberty at least scored last week, so they were better than they were versus Syracuse. I actually think Liberty is going to end up... I think Liberty has a pretty good chance to win this game. Like, literally win it outright. So, while I don't like love
you know, taking points of Liberty.
Liberty? Again?
Yeah. Okay. Well, welcome back. Did you have fun in the hallway?
No, you know what happened?
What happened?
The big boss came.
Gotcha. Yeah.
No, the big?
I know.
No, not the bald big boss.
I know.
The big boss.
Yeah, I know. She
and I was like, hey, our podcast.
Smart man.
She was like, Joe, it's not legal here. Nope. It's not.
What?
Joe?
Why does that matter?
Joe?
Why does that matter?
You can go to Rhode Island. You should talk to
Did you
and I said, yes, we will go to Rhode Island.
Yeah. Garrett Haber, you're a sponsor in Rhode Island.
We did. I did.
You just did?
I was just doing work out there while you were working here.
That's okay. I covered.
So anyways, if you would like to join the Bankroll Boys out at an establishment in Rhode Island where it's legal to bet on sports, you should at, what's Mike Thomas's Twitter handle?
App. I'll get it.
I covered a whole bunch of crappy games that you didn't want to cover while you were in the hallway, because I didn't really know what else to do until you got back. So Mike Thomas. Mike Thomas MT8.
MT8.
So you want to come hang out with us, drink some brews, bet on some games with us? At Mike Thomas MT8. That's the guy you want to add on Twitter. And he is going to be mad that we just gave away his Twitter handle.
But you know what, though? Huge supporter of us.
He is. I agree with
that. Supporter.
And we appreciate that.
And you know what? Fuck it.
All right. By the way, so while you were gone.
What are we talking about, Dan?
While you were gone, I covered Colorado State, Arkansas.
All right. You know what? I don't know who you took. Arkansas sucks.
Dude, I told you I bet against them last week.
Okay, but I feel like
there's no way I'm taking either. Louisville, Western Kentucky, not touching that one. Dude, do not touch Louisville. Western Kentucky just won a game.
Only thing is Louisville's on the road, so I'm out.
Yeah. Bethune-Cookman in Miami. Miami's laying 40.
Out.
Utah and Idaho State. Utah's laying 36 and a half. Out. North Texas and California.
Cal's off a big win.
I'll tell you this. Cal next 3 weeks at Ole Miss, home versus Arizona State, at Oregon. This is their prep week for all three of those games.
Ready? 35-21 Cal. It's going to be right on the number.
No, or North Texas is going to.
Okay,
it's going to be 7. It's going to be North Texas is going to cover. North Texas is going to cover. And we just got through Louisiana Tech Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, 11-point home dog.
Yeah, dude. Bowling Green might be the worst team in college football still.
Sorry, everybody, that you were delegated to Dan Lipschitz by himself, but.
Fuck off.
The thing is, though, is he kept the show on the road.
Yeah, and then we were doing Liberty Buffalo. So now we can get back.
What about UMass?
I didn't get there yet.
Oh, all right.
Want to do that? Let's do that now.
Wait, what about Liberty Buffalo?
I said I like Liberty with the points in outright.
Liberty.
No PP, but Liberty with the points in outright.
Let's see. I got nothing. Buffalo quarterback Myers, huh? Yeah. Dude, that kid Jackson should have never left, by the way.
Agreed. He didn't get drafted.
No shit. I don't even know if he's on a practice squad.
He was on a practice squad. I think he got caught, unfortunately.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Whatever. He doesn't matter.
All right. You want to touch on UMass Charlotte?
You know, UMass will get 13 seconds of our time.
Okay, UMass Charlotte. Charlotte laying 20 and a half at home. What do you like?
UMass, baby.
I agree. I don't think Charlotte's very good.
They won last
Charlotte time. Should be laying freaking 20 points to anyone.
I agree with that.
Okay. You want to touch Southern Miss Troy? I like Troy. There you go.
Miss is giving 18 points?
No, Southern Miss is giving 3.
I'm looking at SMU. I apologize.
Yeah, Troy minus 3. It's actually down to 2.5. I like SMU. I like Troy. I'm not touching it. Southern Miss kind of sucked last
week. Did you see this Marshall Ohio game?
Dude, Ohio on a back-to-back road game. Marshall minus 5.
Dude, I wonder if their quarterback was throwing points last week. He was terrible.
Nathan Rourke?
The kid from Marshall?
No, I thought you were talking about Ohio. Nathan Rourke is...
The Marshall quarterback was so awful.
I don't know, dude.
Ohio?
Dude, Nathan, they lost a pick.
Yeah, Nathan Rourke's Ohio.
Yeah.
Green is I heard.
I'm getting like 400 tweets about the stupid football game. Like after this segment, we're gonna have to do that. Ohio Marshall. Marshall minus 5 points. I'm taking Marshall because Ohio's on the back to back.
All right. Well, it's one up bank for SMU. Don't care. UNH, huh? FIU.
UNH, good FCS team. I lean UNH.
Oh, you know who's the coach of UNH right now? Ricky Santos, the former standout wide receiver.
Wait, really?
Swear to God, played against
them. They're a good FCS school.
He took over. Their coach had some sort of issue, health issue. Ricky Santos is running the offense.
So. Right now, FIU is a total fade. You can't touch him. So,
yep. Texas A&M 43.5 versus Lamar.
I know nothing about
they
Lamar.
They might kick their ass. I'm not touching that.
I know nothing about Lamar.
Okay, give me this one.
I think I know where you're going.
Florida versus Kentucky. Do I get my money back from opening night?
Kentucky lost their quarterback. So he is out, but they are starting the kid. I think it was a Troy or whatever, but Kentucky lost their quarterback.
You know who won last year, right?
Kentucky. I was going to take
Kentucky. I think we both loved Kentucky.
We did. I was going to take
Benny Snell, I think, had that big game, right?
Yep. Dude,
Benny Snell rushed for almost 200 yards.
I think they crushed them last year. I was going to take Kentucky out right here, but they lost their quarterback. I still think that Felipe Franks and Florida sucks ass. Like, they're an 8-point favorite.
Yeah, I like P. Ryan. I feel like if he can get going.
Dude, but Florida sucks.
So
like they're rated number 9. They should be like maybe a top 30 team. I don't think they're that good. I'm taking Kentucky the points.
Okay.
Kentucky and the
– Just hear me
out. You get 9? Give me 9.
Just hear me out.
Okay.
Payback's a bitch. And Florida's bitching right now.
They almost lost to Miami, who isn't good, and lost to UNC.
I'm circling the game.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. I'll tell you this. Kentucky plus 8.5 is the – sorry.
All right, we got to speed these up.
Agreed.
Auburn, can they cover 35.5 versus Kent State?
I mean, they could. I wouldn't like be laying 35.5. They didn't cover last week, as I said. So, no, I'm not going to take the 35.5. I think Kent covers that.
Duke, Middle Tennessee, out.
I think Middle Tennessee wins that outright.
They're at home.
I think Middle Tennessee wins that outright.
Okay, let's talk for a second here.
Okay. The big game?
Let's just go Purdue, Texas Christian, TCU. Purdue's on the list. Right now, they are live home dogs.
Yeah. Opened at 2.5. Opened at 2.5.
You know who
Purdue.
I like in this one? And I'm not betting it because they're on the list. Purdue.
It opened at 2.5 for Purdue, man. That's a lot of movement. We talked about that. This has Syracuse, Maryland written all over it. No thanks.
Yeah, this game, no play, but I like Purdue. Okay, talk to me, Dan. Hawaii's good.
Oh, my God.
Hawaii can score with anyone. They go for it on fourth down. Their kicker missed 3 field goals last week. He hits those field goals, they cover. He missed 3. It's the first road game for Hawaii. They're getting 3 touchdowns. I smell backdoor.
Washington's going to beat them by 45. They lost to Cal, and they are fucking pissed. Washington is going to beat them by 45. Washington minus 21 PP.
Wow.
They are going to beat the shit out of Hawaii.
Dude,
Hawaii turns the ball over. They suck on special teams.
Their defense is not good against
the run.
And
they're not good away from home.
They're not playing in Hawaii.
And Washington is coming off a loss where they shouldn't have lost, and they are fucking pissed. They are going to beat the shit out of Hawaii. Yeah. PP.
He's PPing it.
I heard
it. All right. Missouri, don't care, even though Bryant. LSU, 51-point favorites. Again.
I don't know. I mean, I would probably guess that LSU covers that the way that they're going right now, dude.
Okay, Dan. I told you that I think Virginia's good, right?
Dude,
Virginia's that Florida State's on the list. What do you think? What do you think about this game? Because Florida State has to go on the road. And I think Virginia's good this year.
The one thing that we know about Virginia and Florida State in that rivalry is that Florida State has owned them for a really long time. And while Virginia finally seems like the better team, this does have trap game written on it to me, especially since how lightly people are taking Florida State right now. I would lean Florida State with the points. I wouldn't be shocked if Virginia beat them by a touchdown and Florida State covers by the hook. I'm definitely not touching this. I actually think this is going to be a low-scoring game.
Remember this name, Bryce Perkins.
Great player.
Kid is legit.
He is going to be an NFL player, dude. Okay. He's legit.
Going up against Blackman, okay? I don't know when they go to Hornibrook. I don't know when, but it's Florida State 8 for 8 in the red zone this year. 6 touchdowns, 2 field goals.
Dude, I'm telling you, Florida State, I think, is going to cover this game somehow. It's going to be close, dude.
All right, let's talk it out. Clemson versus Syracuse. We know the story. We know the story. Is it the same old story?
Dude, I don't know what to do in this game. I really don't. Like, all week I've thought about taking Syracuse, but like,
I can't touch this.
There's no reason to touch him. Like, yeah, Syracuse has played them fantastically the past 2 years. I agree with that. It doesn't mean they're going to do it this year. 28 is the fact that the bookies know for a fact that Syracuse has played them so tough the past 2 years and is still having Clemson lay 28 points should tell you everything you need to know. It's Clemson or nothing.
Okay. New Mexico State sucks against San Diego State, but you mentioned something about San Diego State.
Yep. I actually have a PP in this one, Joe. San Diego State, New Mexico State, both these teams suck offensively. San Diego State, New Mexico State, under 51 PP.
Okay. Nebraska plays Northern Illinois off a loss. Northern Illinois's got a decent defense.
I'm done with PP as a college football, by the way.
Okay, I got one more. So we'll just scroll through them. Right. Texas Rice. Okay, here's my PP. Oklahoma minus 23 on the road at UCLA. They are going to literally get Chip Kelly fired.
PP Bell was up, went
PP,
off.
PP, Sooner, Boomer, Sooner. And you know what? Get that shit before it gets to 24. And ask me, Dan, ask me why it went from 12 to 24 that quick. Because UCLA sucks.
Joe, UCLA is going to cover that game. Backdoor.
They're going to drop 50 on their ass.
They're going to backdoor them. Texas Rice, what are you thinking? Texas Lane, 31.5 wild Rice. Ugh. Dude, Rice looks better. I would not lay 31.5 with either. Texas.
Out on that game.
Yeah. All right.
Boise 31, out.
Boise 31. Northern Illinois, Nebraska.
I think we just talked about that one.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Northern Illinois, Nebraska?
We actually really did talk about that game.
No, we didn't. We talked about San Diego State, New Mexico State.
No, I told you that Nebraska.
Or maybe you did. Maybe you talked about it. I didn't talk about it. Yeah, U14, who you like?
Illinois. Yeah. Illinois,
back-to-back road this week.
Okay, so Nebraska. Gotcha. Nebraska's just got their ass kicked. There's three more games, so stick with us. FAU plays twice. The hell? What? No. This is one that everyone's going to bet on late night because it's going to be one of the last games.
I know, Jack, where you're going with this.
Arizona at home versus Texas Tech. Khalil Tate at home. This game sucks. Dude, let me tell you why this game sucks so bad.
Because
Khalil Tate, whenever he wants to play, he's really good. And normally, he sucks. But he's in the Heisman Trophy game. Texas Tech should score a lot of points. They should. The Arizona defense blows goats. Texas Tech?
I like Arizona. I'm back in Arizona at home. I do. I just think that they're going to win a few games here. I think they're going to win this one. I think they are.
So we're done with our PPs?
I'm done with my college PPs. Yeah, I've given out plenty. Arizona State. I'm not going to recap them. Listen to the podcast. You have plenty of them.
Everybody,
I gave out more than I
college
should.
College football, not a great card this week.
I gave out actually a lot of PPs for as much as I
don't like. But not a great card.
Oh, yeah, I agree. No, not
like
great.
What I would do is if a lot of people said they cashed last week, It's called a bankroll, people. Dabble at the games you want to bet on and move on.
Agreed.
Next week's a new week. And plus, I like to meet my bookie when I win my money. I don't want to give it back right away. That ever happened to you, Dan?
Give it back right away?
No. I mean, of course, I've given it back right away. But what I mean is, sometimes when I win my money, the bookie's like, I need a couple of days. How about I just catch up with you like on Monday or Tuesday next week? No.
Because he's trying to hold it.
He's trying to hold it.
He's trying to hold it.
Because if I lose, he has it. You know the deal.
I know the deal.
I want the money in my hand.
Yep.
I want it in my hand.
Oh, I get it.
And then when I have it in my hand, that's when I'm like, double downs, second half.
I get it. I do. I just.
All right. That's college football. A couple good games this week.
That was an hour and 5 minutes.
God bless you, everybody. Love our podcast and download it.
I hope you guys enjoyed the in-depth of this crap.
I was really swearing, and I apologize if Mike Thomas heard that.
Sorry, Mike. We love you. Seriously.
We do.
Hey, we appreciate
I was talking it. To the big boss, if you want to know.
And I'm not even kidding. I actually really appreciate Mike, because that's the only reason we have the podcast.
Sorry. Right,
enough, you know.
Kid, we've
up.
Been kissing ass.
Seriously, a lot of kissing
we
got to
do everything we can, though.
All right, let's All move right, on to NFL.
NFL coming up next here on Over Under 95.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the Ropes with Wrestling Talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast.
Right.
You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Toucher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Toucher and Rich.
It's Over Under 985 NFL edition.
Just crush the college football. Crush it.
We that was long. We won't be as long here.
No, we won't. That was really long.
So we did a Periscope for our Thursday night football. It sounds like people liked it. Maybe we'll try to do it again. The problem is it's hard for us to be together on if we're working. Sometimes we both actually work the night shift, just not together.
Yep.
Sometimes. So it's hard, and plus traffic in Boston sucks.
So bad.
And we don't have to go into that. All right.
Yeah.
So we said this in the college football podcast, but we'll say it here as well. The books are going to crush this week. Everyone's going to go off of emotions from a week ago, and they're just going to think that teams who didn't play well in week one, they're going to fade them in week two or not back them. Where I want to start is Pittsburgh and Seattle. I liked the Bengals last week. I liked them.
You did.
And they covered. Pittsburgh is a 4-point favorite right now, opened up at 3 against Seattle. West Coast team traveling east. Dan, I know you don't like Pittsburgh. I know you don't.
How'd they do last week?
They 3 points.
3 points.
3 points.
How'd the coach look last week?
Bad.
He sucks.
How'd the quarterback
look? That coach fucking blows. How'd the quarterback look? How'd the wide receivers look? How about the offense? That team sucks. They should not be laying 4 points at home to a better team.
So talk me out of why I like Pittsburgh, because I'm going to tell you right now.
Because you like, because you're used to betting the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nope.
Why do you like them?
There's a simple trend.
Okay, well, guess what? You can say fuck that trend because they don't have Antonio Brown or they don't have Le'Veon Bell. Those trends don't matter.
What would you like about Seattle in this matchup?
I like the fact that they have a better quarterback, they have a better coach, they have a better offense, and they have a better defense. I like all those things. How about you?
Only thing I'm going with is Ben Roethlisberger.
He's a much better quarterback at home. It's not even close.
Whenever he doesn't throw a touchdown or only throws one touchdown, in the 4 times that that's ever happened in his career, the next game he's responded with 3 touchdowns. Does that mean they're going to win the game and cover? No. But does it mean they're going to play better? Yes.
Pretty much, you can just book me for fading the Steelers all year. I'll gladly go 10-10-6.
I'll tell you this right now.
The Steelers all year.
If you can get Pittsburgh at 3, I would take it.
Right now it's at 4. I like Seattle at 4. I'm not going to PP it, but I'll tell you this. I will not be on the Steelers this week, and I probably will be on the Seahawks.
Okay. Moving forward here, And I'm pulling up. Oh, God. Okay. I want to get into Green Bay, Minnesota for a second, but let's get San Francisco, Cincinnati out of the way. Cincinnati at home, covered last week, but they're 0-1 on the season. Andy Dalton threw the ball well. John Ross finally playing better, looking like the guy that we thought he was coming out of college.
Like, actually, like a legit receiver. He can actually, like, run routes and poist and, like, do stuff now. So that was surprising, to be honest with you.
New coach, new offensive coordinator. The Bengals were impressive. They lost.
Dude, I'm shocked that they almost won that game. Like, they should have won that game.
AJ Green, I believe, will not play.
No, he's out.
Okay, so yep, so he's close. Do you have a backing for the 49ers in this matchup at all?
No, I think I like Cincinnati, unfortunately. I think, the 49ers, we kind of just talked about in the Periscope. I think the 49ers were really lucky to get that win last week. I really do. Like, they didn't play bad, but that game kind of was a toss-up, and it was just decided on Winston pick sixes. I didn't really think they deserved to win that game, and they don't get those two pick sixes, which, again, you have to give them the credit, but the fact is that they probably don't win that game. I don't think Dalton, as bad as he is going to give up two pick sixes. So I'll take Cincinnati. I'll just take the money line. Cincinnati, they're laying 1 point.
I like the home team in this matchup. West Coast to East Coast, Garoppolo on the road.
You know what?
The defense, though, is in San Fran, look good.
But that angle just isn't, I don't think that angle matters.
Yeah, it's not something you want to put all your money on.
Well, I think it's built into the spreads these days. You know, the West East is more built into the spreads than it used to be. Because that was definitely an angle that was taken advantage of a lot.
I'll throw in one other thing, too. I think San Francisco has a lot of turnovers. That's just one thing for me with that team. Minnesota at Green Bay. Green Bay's -3, beating the Bears. Minnesota, wow, they look good. So I ask you this, Dan. Is this 3 points based off of what Green Bay beating Chicago or Green Bay being at home? For me, this would be like a pick 'em for me.
So you're taking the Vikings?
I'm on Green Bay all year long. That's my team.
Okay. PP, Green Bay Packers. And I'll play a little sounder there. To me, I wasn't impressed with Minnesota.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown.
I wasn't really that impressed with how they were moving the ball. And divisional matchup in Green Bay. Green Bay looked good against Joe.
Green Bay's defense.
How good is their
really
defense?
Good.
I mean, their defense looks legit.
And I'll say the same thing. The Vikings defense looked good as well.
Yeah, but we knew the Vikings had
a
good
defense. The Vikings offense can't score.
Look like shit. So that's kind of my point is, like, I'll take the team with the offense and the defense and at home. And at 3, like, yeah, it's at 3. I'll take the 3. Give me the 3. Green Bay, 3.
So, and what I meant by their offense not scoring, all their points came off of turnovers. 28 of them. Dalvin Cook looked good. He looked good, and interested to see how he plays.
Dude, he looked amazing. He was the best player on the field.
We knew that coming out of college. But they're going to. I don't know what the weather is going to be like. We'll find out in this one. Total is set at 44.
Interesting.
Kind of like the over.
Yeah, I do too. Even though there's going to be points,
like, even though you think the defense is. Kind of looking at that one a little bit.
There's gonna be points in that game. Like,
all right,
you know what I mean?
Dan, this one's interesting. Jacksonville with Gardner Minshew, the stash. How many times did we bet on the stash last year? A lot.
Okay. We were on Washington State.
I thought he played
quite
well.
A bit
275 yards, two touchdowns.
Dude, he looked like a legit, like, not a, like a really good NFL starter, but he looked like he could play a little bit. Now, let's also be fair. It's against Kansas City's defense that looked like crap from the first throw of Nick Foles. But Gardner Minshew looked like he could at least sling the rock a little bit. That's okay. I mean, I don't know. The spread's high. I'll tell you, this is my survivor pick. I am taking the Houston Texans. I am taking them on the spread, too. I think that Gardner Minshew and that offense is going to come back down to earth a little bit because they're not playing a defense with a million holes and that has, you know, severe regression, it looks like, coming
up. Romeo Crennel's defense versus a rookie quarterback. You got to look into it. But the 8 points is the thing, right? I mean, do you give any, I don't know, do you look at it at all where the Texans just lost in the worst way possible? Like, to me, I think they're going to be more hungry to win this game. in on a short week.
To me, this is, I
don't love the 8 points, but I like the Texans.
It's too big for me to lock it up as a PP, but I think the Texans are going to win and cover. Here's the thing. How about this, Joe? If you like a parlay this week, UCF Houston. How do you like that?
Oh.
UCF Texans.
Yeah.
To me, if you're looking for a parlay this week, that would be it. That's my personal opinion. And I think parlays are stupid, and I don't think you should bet it.
Dan does not like parlays.
But if you do, go ahead and play that one. There you go. How about that? Bonus parlay pick from me. You're all going to rip me for it. That's fine.
Okay. The New England Patriots. What's the line right now?
I have 19.5. It's also
at my book. It's 18.5, and this is on Thursday night.
Okay, so I mean, again, it's bouncing all over.
Somewhere at 24.5 people.
23.5. I sent him the picture. It's not like a lie.
That's a local trying to
bang out all the Pats fans.
Okay, the Patriots have not covered on the road in Miami. They haven't done it. The last time a team was 17 points or higher, they didn't cover, and it was the Patriots.
Yeah, there's a bunch of factors in this game, Joe. I actually went on Adam Jones, I think, last night. Or no, sorry, it was two nights ago. Yeah. When the Antonio Brown thing broke and talked about this. A few factors to kind of consider. First off, Bill Belichick does not like embarrassing his former employees. And him and Brian Flores did not leave in a bad way. Like, those guys are still friends. So the fact is that Flores leaving was not in a bad fashion. Belichick is not going to want to embarrass him. Second, the Patriots don't play well in Miami, regardless of who it is. And third, and probably the final one, is that I know how bad Miami was. It's a divisional matchup. I'm not laying a 3-score deficit. This is not college football. I'm not laying a 3-score deficit with the Patriots, no matter how much I like them. In Miami versus a former Belichick disciple, it's the Dolphins and the under or nothing. And yes, I do lean the under.
Two teams.
I know Sharp is on the over.
I got this, Bet Labs. Double-digit NFL favorites in the month of September since 2003. Teams favored by 10 or more points have gone 33-47-2 against the spread in the early season. The Patriots are minus 19. That falls into that category.
It does, and I think that honestly, if you really like Miami, and again, I will not be on Miami, I will not be on the New England, I will not be on the total. I think that the best play is the under, but if you are going to, you know, if you're going to want to play Miami, you should wait till near kickoff because the point, you know, everyone's going to bet on the Patriots Saturday and Sunday. That's what's going to happen. Money is going to come in on those guys.
85% of the bets right now are on the Patriots.
Yeah, of course they are.
Since 2003, Brady is 62-39-1 against the spread.
Yeah, I mean, again,
whenever they get 70% or more of the bets.
Well, I mean, that's because the Patriots are the Patriots. But again, I'm not betting them. I'm not betting the Pats. I'm not betting the Dolphins. Well,
can I give you one more?
Yep, hit me.
Since 1988, going way back, 18 defending champions have played their second game away from home. 5-13 against the spread. So if the champ covered in week one, 2-9 against the spread.
Fair enough.
I like the Flores angle.
I'm just telling you, he doesn't like to run it up. And last year, Belichick, I am convinced that Belichick gave that game to Patricia. You can tell me whatever you want. You can tell me that that's fucked up or you're a Patriots fan or whatever. I'm just telling you, I think that Belichick gave that game to Patricia because he didn't care about it. That's my personal opinion.
Okay, moving on. Colts at Titans. I don't know why, but I like the Colts in this one.
Dude, me too.
Getting the 3.5.
I don't know why. It's weird. I don't want
it. Is it the emotion of a team that won big?
It's the overreaction. Everyone thinks the Titans
are
so good.
Tennessee don't play well at home besides beating the Patriots last year?
And they do not play well versus Indy in a division at home. That's the real issue.
Titans retiring Steve McNair and Eddie George's number at halftime.
Interesting. Well, that's always something fun.
Indianapolis has won 18 of the last 21 meetings.
I'll tell you, I like the over. I really like the over. It's not a PP, but if I was going to play something in this one, it would be
44?
The over.
44?
Yep. Over 44.
Oh, yeah. This could be like a 28-24 game, 28-21.
To me, there's going to be points in this game. There's going to be points in that one.
Maybe the over in that one.
I'm not PPing it. I like it, though. Definitely the angle. Indy and the over.
Okay, I will not put my money on Arizona. I'm not doing it.
No.
You won last week, but I'm not doing it.
No, I'm not doing it again. That was I should not have won that bet. I was lucky. I can openly admit that was a lucky win.
I will say this, though. Baltimore looked good. I'm going to follow that trend that says that teams double-digit points or more.
No, give me Baltimore. No, I'm not falling for it this week. Give me Baltimore.
The other thing is Kyler Murray on his first road game against
Baltimore. Against Baltimore? You want to take Kyler Murray? No, thank you. He couldn't move the ball versus Detroit in the first half until Matt Patricia decided for whatever reason to call off the dogs. No, thank you. Give me MVP Lamar Jackson, like I told you. MVP Lamar Jackson and the Ravens minus 13. By the way, MVP Lamar Jackson looks pretty fucking good right now.
I've always liked Lamar Jackson.
I'm just telling you, I called that. Looks pretty good.
Buffalo with their win last week against the Jets are at the Giants. Giants opened as a favorite, and the Buffalo Bills are now the favorite. I don't know where to go with this one.
This is
Barkley ran well though last week.
Well, here's the thing: if you want to take the Giants, take the money line. It's a gross game.
I'm not touching this game.
It's a gross game. I actually think there might be some points this week because Buffalo's offense was so putrid early on, and so was Giants. I'll say this: I think the Giants should win this game, but I will not be betting it.
So, Dan, I'm sticking with the theme that we did in college football with my PPs, and I'm doing it the same way in the NFL. Give me the Dallas Cowboys plus six.
Minus six.
Minus six, sorry. At Washington. Here's why. Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator. They're more aggressive. And Randall Cobb in that offense, holy crap.
Dallas can't.
They all look good. Amari Cooper looked good. Gallup looked good. Witten even had it.
The Cowboys don't beat the Redskins. Just remember.
I know. The Redskins covered last week. I don't think they covered 2 weeks in a row.
I think they're going to win outright.
Oh.
Yep. There you go. You want some fun stuff? I think they're going to win outright.
No.
Yep. Divisional game. You're going to get a few duds. Cowboys on the road. I think this is going to be an outright upset. I think if you're looking for an upset this week, this would be the one I would roll with.
However, I can also see them getting blown out by 45. So I just think if you're going to look for an upset, this would be the one. But
Dallas, 5-1 straight up their last six games on the road against Washington.
Okay. Well, there you go. Then my memory serves me incorrect. I'll tell you this, I'm not backing either side. I don't feel great about it.
The total's gone over in six of Dallas's last seven games versus Washington.
Well, that does make sense to me.
So I'm taking, give me the Cowboys, PP.
Okay, you know what? You're hot. Again, don't listen to me.
Give me the Cowboys, PP. I can't figure out this game. Detroit hosts the Chargers. The line's 2.5 and it hasn't moved once. What's going on here, Dan?
Dude, I don't know. It opened at,
like, what is going on?
It opened at 3. It's actually down to 2, dude. Like, it's down to 2. This game reminds me of, like, the Carolina-LA game last week. I don't know. I really don't know. This feels like the Chargers should blow this game out, right? They should win going away. The Lions looked really good in the first half, but just stopped doing whatever they're supposed to do in the second half. I'm not bad. I mean, here's the thing. It's the Chargers on the road. Do you really want to back that team on the road? Ugh. They blew that lead to Indy. You know, they won in overtime. I don't know, man. This is a game I will not be playing, but I'll tell you this. Sharps are probably going to come in on Detroit, and the public's going to be all over LA.
I've been looking for, like, betting trends on this game all week long, and I got nothing. I can't do it. I'll ask you this, though, Dan. Would you put my money on the Chargers?
No.
Okay, then. Oh, no. Sorry. Would you put my money on the Lions?
No. No, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't want you backing either one of these teams in the spot.
Oh, we're out on this game. How about the Chiefs on the road, 7-point favorites against a home dog that just won a Monday night? Jacobs looked good.
He did, man. And that Kansas City defense got chewed up by Gardner Minshew, a rookie quarterback. Like, do you really think that Oakland's not going to do a little bit of damage in that spot? Divisional game on the road. I don't know. It feels scary. Like, if this is what it's going to be like with Kansas City all year. They're going to be in the, they're like the Pats now. Everyone's going to bet on them. It's going to be a scary spot every week with them. Yikes. No, thank you. I'll pass. This is a tough week in the NFL. It's either pass or hit hard, in my opinion. And we haven't gotten to the hit hard games yet.
Total has gone over in five of Kansas City's last five games on the road. Kansas City 8-1 straight up in their last nine games versus Oakland in general. Wow.
I mean,
the total's gone over in five of Oakland's last six games. You know what this does against Kansas City?
This feels like the Survivor Week that everyone picks Kansas City and they lose. I don't know. It just, I'm not back in Kansas City. I'm not back at Oakland. I'm not doing it. Sorry.
Tyreek Hill's out for this.
That's the other thing. They don't have Tyreek Hill. That's a huge part of their offense. People forget that.
Bears at Denver. Denver opened up as a favorite, and now they're 2.5-point dogs. Now, off the bat, just looking at what happened with Chicago a week ago, I think they bounce back in this spot. Denver finally started getting it together second half. I don't know what happened. I don't love Joe Flacco, and I think putting my money on him last week takes me off of him this week. But he did cover the second half with that late backdoor touchdown.
I got something for you on this one, Joe. You ready? Denver was on the road versus a very tough divisional opponent who is better than people understood. We didn't give them enough credit. In the second half, Denver pulled it together and was a much better team. They were the much better team. Chicago has been overhyped all year. I'm tired of hearing about the stupid Chicago Bears. Mm. I don't think they're that good. I think their quarterback sucks. And I think Oakland was very smart and got the ball off very quick. Guess what Mitch Trubisky can't do? Get the ball off quick because he's not that good of a quarterback. Denver buying it up to three, -120, +3. Sorry, Denver +3, -120, PP. Give me the Broncos.
Last year, I remember Chicago won 24-23, but this is a whole new team, this Denver team.
I'm telling you.
The line is lean. The line tells me it's Denver.
I'm telling you, dude, I think that Denver is going to win this game.
I don't see Chicago going over.
I don't like to buy the half point often, but I'll buy the half point in this situation.
Oh, I saw a stat regarding this game, dude. The total has gone under in five of Chicago's last five games. The total has gone under in six of Chicago's last seven games versus Denver. It's gone under in five of Denver's last five games. Under in five of Denver's last five games at home. Under! Sorry. Throw that in there.
No, that's fine. Is that you were locking that
nope,
up?
People want to know.
We're just asking. I'm just asking. Don't worry about it.
All right, you ready?
I think this is the best game of the day.
Philadelphia at Atlanta?
Nope, not the one I was talking about.
Wait.
Not the one I was talking about.
Let's go back. New Orleans off their incredible win the other night at the LA Rams. I watched the
NFC
Rams game.
NFC Championship rematch.
I watched the Rams game versus Carolina this week. Was not impressed with the Rams offense. Defense? Okay. Kupp is back. Cooks makes an impact. They don't use Gurley until late in games.
Dude, Gurley.
They're using Malcolm Brown.
And they're using Henderson, who looked a lot better than I thought.
Kid from Memphis, right?
By the way, dude, Gurley looks like he's done.
But he helped them win that game late in the game.
He's no longer in every down.
Exactly. They might save him for late in games. That team will have leads. And they're going to have to probably rely on him late in games.
This is a super important game for them. This is a rematch game. This is a rivalry game. Everyone is going to be on the Saints in the rebound spot. I like the Rams. Were you that impressed with the Saints the other night? They barely beat Houston at home.
The Saints sucked in the first half.
I don't think they were good in that game at all. They were.
What was it, though?
Bill O'Brien gifted them the win.
His terrible, shitty clock management gifted the Saints the win. That was it.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can't run the football. They can't. They couldn't run. Like, Kamara does a lot for them, but, like...
I think Latavius... They're going to have to rely on Latavius Murray to run the football, man. I like Murray fantasy-wise, but come on.
He's got a great last name and a great first name, too, but no. Just let me ask this question.
Okay.
Who was more impressive coming off in their opening game of the year? Was it the Rams or was it the Saints?
Who was more impressive? It was probably the Saints, because the Rams' offense looked like shit.
I thought the Rams had a lead when they need. So the only reason why I'm saying this is because I had the Rams -1. I bet on them.
Yeah,
they won the game by 3, but they were up 10. They needed a touchdown late, and they got it. And Todd Gurley closed the game out. I was more impressed when the Rams needed to play. They did well. I guess you can say the same thing for New Orleans. But they're not playing in the dome. And it's a short week.
It's just to this. I think it's Rams for them, dude. I really do. The Saints didn't look good.
I got to give you a stat. New Orleans is 7-1 straight up in their last 8 games on the road.
Yeah. I mean,
the under has gone 6 of the last 7 for New Orleans on the road. The Rams, though, are 5-0 against their spread their last 5 games when playing at home. Against New Orleans. Does that mean anything? I mean, Dan, I'm going to bet on this game.
Did you see Eric Weddle go out?
I did, dude.
Weddle was bleeding everywhere.
Both safeties could be out. Marcus Williams could be out, too.
He was bleeding everywhere, man. I
don't have a pick on this game, but... New Orleans has a revenge factor here.
I strongly lean the Rams if I'm going to play this game. I think everyone's going to be on New Orleans for the revenge factor, but they just didn't play that well. Like, I just don't want to back a road team that just didn't play that well. There was nothing impressive about them last week, Joe. I'm sorry. They weren't impressive. At home versus Houston, I like the Houston +7, and we covered that. I think we were both on that. But nonetheless... The fact is that they should have played better. Like, Houston should have been trailing that whole game and playing catch-up and backdooring that. That's how they should have covered that 7. New Orleans looked like crap. Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm being too hard on them. I just disagree.
Okay. And then we got the Sunday night game, which is Philadelphia at Atlanta. Why do I like Atlanta? Why? Because they couldn't score last week. Remember this game last year? It was that 18-12 debacle.
I do.
I think that was
opening night.
Yeah.
I think Philly won.
They did.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this. This is in Atlanta. And I have a pick on this one, Joe. You have something?
Deshaun Watson looks really good with Wentz. There's something there with those two guys. Deshaun Watson, how the hell is he like?
Deshaun Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah. Oh, what did I say?
He said Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guy.
Pretty good quarterback.
Yeah, he is a pretty good quarterback.
Ryan and the Falcons sucked last week against Minnesota.
They did, but at least they moved the ball offensively. Defensively, they took a lot of bad penalties, by the way. Neil with one of the stupidest penalties I've seen in a long time. It was a borderline penalty, and he pushed the guy out, and he got called for a personal foul. To me, that was really stupid. I'll give you this, Joe. Falcons money line, PP. It's just, to me, this is going to be one of those Sunday night games. Everyone likes Philly. I don't really have a great reason for backing Atlanta, actually. I just like the spot for them. Home game, opening year. I think they're going to be slightly better. They're not going to be great, but I think they'll be better. I think everyone overrates the Philadelphia Eagles. They were down 17-0 to the Washington Redskins. Like, I know they won. They didn't cover. Like, let's relax on them. And again, Atlanta went on the road. They weren't super impressive versus Minnesota, but at least Minnesota's a good home team. Like, at least it's not the Washington Redskins. Again, I know divisional matchup and that changes things, but I like Atlanta in the spot. Sunday night football. I'll tell you, Joe, You know I feel about the Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night games. They're rigged as fuck. So give me the Atlanta Falcons and the money line in a big spot there.
Wow. Interesting. Interesting, because I feel the same way.
You PP in it?
Nope.
Okay.
I got a PP, though.
Hit me.
Cleveland Browns! I was trying to do a Leroy Brown. I bought it at 2.5. I bought the money line. Can I use that for a PP or no?
No.
Okay. Give me Cleveland Browns 6.
Okay. All right. I got to be honest with you.
Beep, 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 beep.
I think they're going to win by a lot.
Pee, pee.
I think they're going to win by a lot.
Pee, 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 pee.
All right.
That's it.
That's our NFL. We have a lot of questions. You want to answer them?
Let's do it. Should we take a break or just do them now?
No, let's just do them now. Okay. Because I'm too tired to come back and redo it. Let's just get to the questions. We have a lot of questions this week. Like, a lot of questions. I think there's a lot of new people listening. If you're listening, we really appreciate it, by the way. All right. Let's start here. From Bill. Can you please go over the divisional game rule you mentioned in the tweet? Divisional game rule. Divisional games are different than non-divisional games. Pretty simple. You have to treat them as totally different games. Fair enough? Easy enough? Okay.
Okay, yep.
Joe, moving on. Question from Colin. Hey, guys, my question has to do with line shopping. I often have cases where one book is Team X plus 5, another book is Team X plus 5.5. How do you evaluate the difference in points and juice? Team X is plus 5 minus 110.
Where do you get the best line?
Team X is plus 5 minus 110. Team X is plus 5.5 minus 115. Take the half a point for the 5 cents of juice, because usually it's between 15 and 20 points.
Why are people afraid to spend money on juice?
Because long term, it's bad.
Like money line versus pick'em.
There are spots that works, but long term.
Oh, that one got me last week.
I know. The long term, the juice isn't great.
If you lose,
agreed. Well, okay, you don't win every bet either. So I'm just saying that's why. But I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I bet the New Orleans Saints minus 500 once against Seattle in the playoffs, and Seattle won. It happened.
Yep.
I lost $500 to win $100.
Yep.
I still tell that story. I bet Brock Lesnar once again, Shane Overeem, whatever the hell knocked him out. I lost $500. I lost $500 in 13 seconds.
Well, you stop betting on
I couldn't
wrestling.
Even lost that money
stop
in blackjack.
Stop betting on wrestling. Unless you have an inside
UFC.
Source.
UFC.
Oh, UFC. Sorry. That's what I mean. Yeah, my bad.
But you're Clay's a wrestler.
Yeah, well, yeah, whatever. Okay. Whatever. Colin, my advice to you is a half a point is worth 5 cents if you can get it, because usually it's 15 to 20 cents. So there is value on half a point there. Okay. Question from Peter. How do you deal with the constant urge to check your phones for your bets while you're out socially? Do y'all set it and forget it?
Yes. Yes, I'll share a story with Dan. Last year, I had to go to the movies to watch that Lady Gaga movie.
I remember this.
And I had UFC against Memphis. And I was like, Dan, tell me, just tell me what's going on. I had the world on UCF like money line or something.
Yeah, you
and
did.
Then they were like minus 1.5.
They were gonna, and
they won by like 2 or something.
I'm pretty sure they were down by like 15.
It was bad.
And I was texting.
I was
you,
at a bad
and there,
place.
And there was no response. And I was like, oh no, oh no. And they came all the way back. And I'm like, Joe, they won. And you were like, yes, yeah.
And I started saying, in the shallow.
I remember that night, actually. I do. I think that was like near bowl season too. I think that was like
it was cold. I remember being cold at Assembly Row.
Is that the conference championship? I think it might have been.
Was.
I think it was.
Or it was to go to the conference championship?
One of those two. Yeah, it was right there. All right. For me personally, I'm always on my phone. My wife hates it. So I just, I give my, I set the bets I want to make and I just turn it off
yes,
at some point.
But on
so.
Sundays, hey,
it's on.
Hey, listen.
Saturdays and Sundays, my phone's on, man.
It's on. Yeah.
All right. Question from Matt. How many teams cover back-to-back road games the second week? We already kind of talked about this. NFL, it's not.
It's hard in the NFL.
NFL, you lose about 3.5 points of value on the back-to-back road games. College football, stay away. By the way, I told you North Texas plus 14, good versus Cal. I just realized they're on a back-to-back this week, so never mind. Okay. Hopefully you guys
were listening to the whole thing. All right, question for Michael. If you had to put $1 million on one bet this week, what would it be? I wouldn't. But if you're forcing me to bet on something, see, I feel like this is like your best bet, and I don't want to give that out. I'm not doing this. Sorry, Michael.
Survivor pool, somebody asked me last week. I said Baltimore.
I took Houston.
I have Houston this week.
Yep, that's who I have, too.
No points, though. I just took
I took Seattle last week. Ooh, it was scary. I was not happy. All right, question from our buddy JC. Hey, guys, how do you predict early line movement early in the week to have a better number, a.k.a. closing line value? Well,
divisional matchup? Chargers-Lions game hasn't moved.
Well, they want to know about how you get early. You get better lines. Predicting better lines. Here's how you predict better lines. You have to be a sharp, and none of you guys are sharps. I'm not a sharp. Like, it's just Joe is not a sharp.
I'm not either. I'll tell you this much. I didn't think last week's the Baltimore game was going to go up as high as it did. It didn't matter in the end.
No, but I mean, like...
Do you predict the Pats to go up to 21?
I very much try and do some CLV predictions and with models and stuff. And I got to tell you, I'm just not good at it. I'm not good with CLV. You want to know how I get CLV? I ask sharp people. I have sharp friends in the community because I help them out with other stuff. And so that's how they kind of do it. Honestly, I'm not great with CLV. I'm good at winning bets. I'm just not good at CLV. All right. We already covered this one. All right, question from Alexander. Amateurist question, sorry. Wondering how you guys feel about emotional motivation or things like that when it comes to betting. Do books take this kind of stuff into account as well? No.
How about that Rams Saints game?
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they take that into account.
I think the Rams
should
be favored at home -3.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I literally just took the Rams -1.5 while we were talking. Not that I wouldn't give that as a PB, but if you can get 1.5, I think that's a pretty good bet. So. I don't like New Orleans. I don't like New Orleans. All right. The Neos Juggernaut. Sweet fucking name, man. Any juicy first half plays for this week's NFL slate you have your eye on? Fade or follow Patriots -20. Yeah. So I don't like to bet first halves on NFL until about week 4 or 5 because then I can have a good clear idea of what I think a team is. And I think if you really want to predict a first half, you really have to know what that team is. So I don't really like doing first half bets until then. Second half bets, Joe is a master of. So Joe, why do you feel about first half?
Okay, so I don't love the first halves, but I lean under in the game. But I do feel like things can get out of hand second half. I do. How it works for me is, like, for instance, I loved Philadelphia second half. They were down, 21-7 at half? I thought they were going to come back and win. I didn't know if they were going to cover, but I thought they'd come back and win. They didn't cover, actually, in the end. But that's how I bet second halves. The other thing is let's say the spread is 8 and the team's up, 4 points. The second half line might be 4. I will double down on that team because I think they're going to win by more than 8 points. But... sometimes you can bail out of bets that way. There's a trick to the madness, but be careful. You can lose 2 bets in a row, and it can be bad.
The double down sucks. Question from Matt. We've avoided this topic all week, Joe. The Antonio Brown stuff, obviously when the Pats signed Antonio Brown, they moved from +650, which I got right when the Antonio Brown news came out. First thing I did was bet a Pats future.
Yeah.
They're down to +300.
We didn't talk about it, but I guess I'll ask you, do you think he'll play against Miami?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I saw that the over-under totals for receptions were 86.5.
So that's actually what this question's about, is Matt says they're a scheme team, which I agree. He's saying no way that they force their feed. I'm saying under 1,100 yards feels like a 75% probability. I'm not sure where you got that probability from.
Yards? Oof.
I wouldn't touch the yards. I actually don't agree
receptions
on the yards.
Receptions? 86.5?
Receptions, I agree with there, too.
Welker got 100 balls. But Edelman almost got 100 balls.
But it's Edelman, Gordon, and him.
I mean, Lloyd was a possession receiver, got 85 balls.
You also have to think they're going to mix in the running backs a lot. They're going to be running. I agree. There's going to be a lot of under AB props there. Just letting you guys know, we're really not going to talk about the AB situation. It's been covered enough by the media and our radio station.
It just has nothing to do with gambling.
Yeah, so we're just, I know people have been asking us all week. I'm not going to, we're not going to cover it here.
Okay, question from Benjamin. I used to handicap horses and did fairly well at it using performance information. Okay, is there any kind of source for past betting for past performance for sports betting that is similar to horse racing? I mean, trends. Trends are the best thing. Oh, look, it's Deering. Trends are the best thing. Trends are the best thing for, I guess, if you want to look at that stuff. I'm not really a big trend guy. I think I'm a week-to-week better, whatever. So betting information, there's, you know, you could use the database, and I'll give you the website in a minute here. But pretty much that would be the only place that I really – like use, I guess, Joe, sportsdatabase.com. So you can do a query there.
And what I do all week is I look on Twitter and I look at betting bullshit and what do I like and what do I don't and what do I believe and what do I fade? Like, that's what you should be like, Dan. Dan, I got to be honest. You have the time to do this shit because you work like overnights here at the station.
Not anymore. I don't, motherfucker. Oh, I am done.
But you've had a lot of time. Dude, back in my heyday when I was like a big gambler, I had the time to do this stuff.
Me too. Me too.
I had the time to do all this stuff.
Yeah. No.
And now it's like, I'm just going to fade that shit.
All right. Question from Dodos. Can you guys talk about how to build a betting system?
Oh, God, you do that. I'm out.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing this.
We'll save that for like a summer when things are low.
I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Okay. Question from Tony. Been listening to Toucher and Rich forever, and they've got me sold on you guys. Have you guys made your pick for Thursday's game? We already did that. Sorry, Tony. We already put that out.
Periscope.
Question for the podcast. If you made your living solely from gambling, would you limit the number of bets to stone cold lock type bets or bet a broader number of games?
Oof.
So he's asking if you're professional.
I don't think you can make a living. I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't think you could live in Massachusetts where it's illegal.
You have to make a living. You have to move to Vegas.
You need a
W-2. Or New Jersey.
I mean, I'm just being real.
No, you're 100%.
You need a W-2, man.
Yep.
You can go to Rhode Island and do it.
Yeah. Maybe.
You need a bankroll. That's why we're doing this show.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I got money to throw around because we did well in this last year.
I think his question is, if you were just betting every day for a living, would you be making more bets or less bets? And my answer is the exact same. Because maybe I'd be betting in quantity.
Remember what happened with me in the March Madness? I said I was going to bet every single game.
I did.
And I lost my ass.
I told you. Yeah.
Because they got me by the balls.
Because if you keep making bets on games just because there are games, you're going to lose. The professional bettors are best at getting numbers, timing,
yes.
learning CLV. Like the best professional bettors out there, sharps, the real sharps, it's all a timing game. It's not actually betting on sports. It's predictive analysis of where the line is going to go and getting the best number.
What was that show that Vegas Dave was on? That show?
Action.
Okay. Watch the guy that goes into the casinos. He gets the right bet and he puts the cash on, and then he goes to another hotel. What he's doing is he's trying to get the best number at all those casinos, and he's betting cash. And then all of a sudden he has this playbook where he sees all the plays that he has for the day.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many bets these guys, 20 to 30 in a day.
Dude, sharp guys will bet a ton of bets, or they'll have zero. It's like one of those things. Some guys will have these crazy amount of bets. Some guys will have none. Everyone has a betting strategy. There are very few bettors in this world who are profitable. Very few. Like you have to be good at it in order to do it, okay? So if you're going to do it, be smart about it. And that's what I would say. Everyone who is profitable has their own way of doing things. But real sharps, the truest sharps, are not betting on sports. They're getting the best numbers. That's what they do. All right? So, all right, let's move on. Let's move on from that one. A question from Bryce that we already answered. Okay. We've already kind of talked about this, but from Ken, I'm leaning Oakland plus 13.5 in the Kansas City divisional game with more than 7-point spread, and Raiders look pretty good. Or sorry, he's leaning Oakland plus 7.5. We kind of already talked about that. I think we've pretty much answered all these questions. I know there were other questions this week. I just kind of wanted to address something pretty quickly. First off, if we give out a PP, you don't have to ask about it. And again, I'm not trying to be rude. We have tons of first-time listeners, and I understand that, and I totally appreciate that. But if you have a PP, if we gave out a PP, you don't have to ask. The answer is we've already laid the bet at that number. That's an official play. We're not going back on it. So unless I say it. So, like, you know, last week there was UConn. I said, I'm buying out of UConn, giving you a heads up. So, you know, that's it. Outside of that, you know, we give out those bets. You don't need to ask us about all that stuff. And again, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just we constantly are getting bombarded with people. And that's awesome. We love talking to you guys. Just can't answer everyone. But I just kind of want to give you guys a heads up. If there's PPs, you don't have to ask about them. Those are plays. Those are PPs. We gave them out to you guys. We're recording them as bets. I'm betting them. I bet all my PPs. I pretty much bet all of them. Joe, I know that you didn't bet a few last week. It's because, you know, it happens. Sometimes we just forget.
Yeah, I mean, and I got to tell you, like, my mentality is I have a bankroll now. I mean, I'm up, you know, just do the math if it was on $100. But the thing is that I can play any game I want now. If I want to do half times, if I want to do a parlay, I can do them. I can do whatever I want. And that's, like, what you really want to be at because you have a luxury of just doing what you want. If you want to win money, I don't suggest doing parlays like Dan's point. Just take a team that you like, put $50, $100 on it or whatever you can. Once you win, okay, great. I want $100 on that. Let's try, you know, $30 on this one. So you still have some of your bankroll to keep going and going. You want that thing to grow. So when you really like bets, you can hammer them. That's what you want to do.
Agreed. And again, it's just, I fully understand the, you know, the questions and the bombarding and everything. You know, it just sometimes we get a lot of questions. We can't all get back to you guys. We do try. But, you know, if you're asking us, oh, you said this in the podcast, you like this, like, you know, we're recording this on Thursday. By Saturday, I'm, you know, there may have been 400 different things that come out of that game. So, you know, we appreciate you guys asking questions. Just sometimes things change. Sometimes things happen. But the PPs are the same. We tell you, we give you a PP. It's a PP unless, you know, for instance, again, the UConn game, I told you I'm buying out, quarterback's out, I'm buying out. Bad mistake by me. They covered, great, but it is what it is. Joe, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about this week?
Let's go. Let's win some dough. No. No, but you know what? After 2 weeks of the NFL and 3 weeks of you know, 4 weeks really of college football, I think now we're in the trenches.
Yeah, we're starting to get in the groove.
Yep, and then divisional games are going to be important, and it's on, baby.
We have, and this is not a joke, we have like 20 more weeks of this.
Yeah.
And in basketball is coming up soon, real fast and furious.
Hockey
is preseason, I think, is next week, yeah. Right? Coming up fast and furious. So
we're going to have those previews. The shows are going to be long.
The show's already going to be 2 hours long, and they're going to be really long. We will be doing extra previews, but we're gonna have to divide up the podcast. Yeah. There might be,
maybe at some point we'll just focus on certain games, but I like talking about every game.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like if it's too long for you guys, I totally understand. I'm sorry. We just like to talk about all these games. It's fun for us.
If you have to fast forward, you can, but I'm not gonna tell you how.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys can figure that out. You guys are big boys and girls. So anyways, thanks for listening. I think it's gonna be a good week. We'll see. We'll find out. It's been a good start to the week. Hit the WNBA play. I know you Monday night we did well. So I hit the under. You hit the first half under on the other game. So it's feeling good.
Friday night football tomorrow night.
Let's go, baby.
All right, this has been another edition, the 55th edition.
55th.
The 55th edition of Over Under 95.
Who you got?
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.